sky, and your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean, your eyes see everything. The slightest of your motions can make the continents ring. Yet in all your might and glory, you vanished from the skies, leaving just another story amidst millions of man-made lies. They tell of how you fell from the sky, your once proud beauty aflame, to vanish from your throne on high, leaving only a memory of your name. Rainbow bird, oh mighty phoenix, come once more into the eyes of man. From the ancient days of Atlantis, in centuries numbered 10 times 10 times 10, whisper and say that you will come again, and once more man will prosper beneath your rainbow wings.
All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Free American Hour. I'm your host, Clay Douglas, publisher of the Free American News Magazine, and I'm pretty busy working on the next issue, but we're going to have a lot of things to talk about, and the direction we're going in as a country is very disturbing. This story out of Marion County, in Florida, Ocala, Florida, a 10-year-old girl, a student at Sunrise Elementary School in Ocala, was charged with possession of a weapon on school property, which is a felony. And okay. Hang on just a second. Okay. I got Robert on the line with me, Robert Booty. And, yeah, so we're on today, Robert.
Okay. Should I stay or go to the 800?
I don't know. I can hear you fine. And I believe we're coming through okay.
Okay.
If we're not, my board operator will let me know.
Okay. Fine.
Okay, great. She says we found sound just fine.
All right.
Yeah, I was just sharing a story with my audience, and it kind of leads into the direction I want to go in today. A 10-year-old girl at Sunrise Elementary School in Ocala, Florida, was charged with possession of a weapon on school property, which is a felony. According to authorities, school employees spotted the girl cutting her food while she was eating lunch and took the steak knife from her. The girl told sheriff deputies she had brought the knife to school on more than one occasion in the past, and students told officials that the girl did not threaten anyone with the knife. She was arrested and transported to the juvenile assessment center.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
All right, we're back, and I'm talking with Robert Booty, from originally from Syria. And we have a tendency to think of Syrians as Arabs, as ragheads, whatever you want, whatever they term, they want to demonize anybody that they want us to go over and kill. And that's not true, is it, Robert?
No, it's not true. Syria is the mother of the 12 tribes, the Christian nations in Europe and the Americas. These are the 12 tribes of Father Abraham. Syria is the cradle of civilization, architect, law, religion, thought, philosophy, science. Syria and the Syrian scientists are the one that introduced the zero into the equation of numbers. And weren't for the zero, there would be no advancement in science whatsoever. The, you know, the Dark Ages. Europe was in the Dark Ages when the Syrian civilization was flourishing. And when the zero entered the equation, we could now add indefinitely. See, we could add numbers and subtract and what have you. Can you imagine the zero revolution? And not. How many people do they know that? How many scientists know that the zero was a Syrian equation discovery into science?
The I just ran across a story talking about Iraq, too. And also, the information on Iraq, and I think this applies to Syria, too. Because weren't the two countries once one?
Yeah, Syria is from the Tigris, the Euphrates, all the way to the Mediterranean, taking Jordan and upper Saudi Arabia and all that. And Turkey wasn't Turkey. Turkey was Greater Syria. So the home of the seven churches were in Turkey.
One of these stories here that I've got marked here is about that radioactive ammunition fired in the Middle East may claim more lives than Hiroshima and Nagasaki. That by firing the radioactive ammunition, the U.S., U.K., and Israel have triggered a nuclear holocaust in the Middle East that over time will prove deadlier than the U.S. atomic bombing of Japan.
Yeah, it's the blowback. All our soldiers, you know, the great nurse that is championing the cause for all these over 40,000 of our troops died at home because of the after effects of those radiations.
And they're not only killing our supposed enemies, the Iraqi people, who never did anything to threaten the United States.
Yes.
But they're killing the troops that we've sent over there.
Sure. What do you think? Radiation, immediate effect is on the soldier who fires the bullet.
Now, also, another story that I've run across is that these troop movements in Iraq are destroying history. They're destroying the walls of Ur, one of the first...
Yeah, where Abraham was called from.
The walls are falling because of the troop movements of tanks and things like that.
Yeah.
And when they went in and raided the museums in Iraq, I mean, they were basically trying to, it looks to me like they're trying to destroy our history and the fact that Syria and Iraq, not Israel per se, is the birthplace of Christianity.
Yes. During the first Gulf War, they destroyed the church in Mosul, which is St. Matthew's Church, which is 1,900 years old. The only Christian church that is that old was destroyed over there. Then the looting of the museum and all that. I mean, this is history. If you the trademark of those invaders, the people who claim to be now they are according to Revelation 2:9 and 3:9. Those who call themselves the children of Abraham and they're not, how can they? How can a Khazar be a child of Abraham by embracing some kind of religion, you know, that is totally unbiblical? And so that religion fits their predatory nature so much and gives them the license to do all the things that they are doing, supported by the so-called Christian world. Now, their existence is nothing more than the approval of consciousness. They live on the fragments and the support of the consciousness of these massive people in the West. And they keep dumbing those people to make them believe that they are. That's why you have the media and the control and a $4 billion a year invested in dumbing down the Christian nation. Why? Because they know their root is like a parasite. The parasite has to convince the host that he is important to their survival and so forth. So they keep spending all these billions to convince us that our survival depends on their survival. And can't you see that in the policy of many administrations intertwined together, that our survival, the survival of the West, is dependent on the survival of this entity over there?
They've also just announced that they are combining the U.S. Missile defense with Israel's missile defense. Israel has now, we've given them, acquired three submarines that they can mount nuclear weapons on.
Yeah, sure.
And Russia has just sent its first shipment of nuclear fuel for Iran's power plant. Now we've got a few dozen atomic power plants here in the U.S. and nobody's bombing our power plants. And Russia is supporting Iran on that.
Well,
they're going to use that. I've got a feeling Israel is going to use that as a reason to launch a nuclear attack with using their submarines now.
Sure. Well, this is it. Simply goes back to the scripture that says we have strengthened the hands of the evildoers. We have given life to those that God sentenced to death, and we have sentenced to death those that God ordained for living, for life. Now, can you imagine how diametrically opposed to the will of the Creator and the Redeemer that we have put ourselves in, a position of total depravity? It's amazing. It's amazing to me.
And we also have George Bush, who has pretty much issued an executive order. A number of executive orders, and one I want to discuss in particular here. But he wants to make it a crime to protest against the war. In other words, if you jump up and say, this war ain't right, you didn't have any reason to do this, you lied to us, and we want out of that war, then he can come in and confiscate your property, your business, and put you in prison.
Yeah, but Clay, how far back can we remember? Abraham Lincoln did the same thing and worse when people protested the war against the South, right?
Yes.
Remember. Now, why didn't we enshrine the protest in our annals of history and study here in America and make it incumbent upon us and also mandatory on any administration that they will heed the protest of the people by law, feasibly or otherwise, because the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence means nothing, absolutely nothing to these people. But for me, I took an oath to uphold it.
I did too.
And defend it.
And there was no expiration date on that oath.
No. And I did it to become a citizen when they did it to get a job. Can you imagine the difference? And I told the two top men in this country, there is a fundamental difference between my oath and yours. You took an oath to get a job as lofty, as important as it is, but you are still an employee of we the people. But I took the oath to become a citizen. My God. You know, it was a joke there, over there, a standing ovation for that very little statement. Anyway. Now,
I want a couple of other things I want to address and directions that I'm going into this morning. What we've got to look forward to here, if we don't stand up, we'll be right back with Robert Booty. I'm Clay Douglas.
Are Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We're back. My guest is Robert Booty. And, Robert, this story came across my desk today, and it actually frightens me because I think we are headed in the same direction. When we fought Germany, because Germany had pretty much kicked out the bankers, kicked out the communists, and we and Russia and or the Soviet Union, after killing 50 million Russians, and England banded together to attack Germany in World War II. And we think we won that war, but today, in 2006, Germany had the German government has quietly admitted that over the last 12 months, it prosecuted over 18,000 Germans for offenses of right-wing extremism, of which only a few hundred actually involved violence. They prosecuted over 17,000 thought crimes, people unwittingly displaying old swastika emblems, or even worse, National Socialist idea, or denying the Holocaust, and many of these new criminal records have been sprung on ordinary citizens, blissfully unaware of the criminality of their actions and their thoughts because the tame German media are too cowardly to report any of these cases. And Sylvia Stoltz, who defended Ernst Zundel, even major trials like those involving Ernst Zundel, a revisionist, the lawyers have been prosecuted for trying to defend them.
Yes.
17,000.
I attended Zundel's trial in Canada way back there in the mid-80s. But see, Clay, we must understand the dialectical nature that is at the foundation of the politics of war. They set up Hitler and they set up the system there. Nazi Germany was a target. They had to build that target from World War One to 1938 and 39, and Hitler was there, that the fuse by which to destroy Germany both from within and from without.
The Rothschilds, the history of Rothschilds that I have in this issue, they talk about using anti-Semitism, using the anti-Semites as their best friend to create Zion.
Yeah, sure. You have to. You have to create opposition. My friend, I thought we said that unless you have two teams, you have no game. And the two teams have to oppose each other, right? And we understand that in sports, and we understand that in commerce, and we understand that in everything except in politics. I can't believe how stupid and ignoramus we have become. Why not in politics? The two sides of the same coin. Have you ever seen a coin with one side?
Oh, and what we're talking about is Hegelian dialectics.
Yes. And they master this art, and we think that, like when they run for the presidency, all these candidates, everybody, you know, talks Republican or Democrat or Libertarian or Independent or whatever. You always have to find and see that the opposition is the main dynamic. Why is the opposition? Why do we have to oppose? Why can't we do the right thing to start with? But see, in order for them to destroy Germany, they have to create within the system in Germany enough justification that will write all the history books that you see today. Justification to attack, justification to murder, to mass murder. And who did the murdering? There were 50 million American of German descent here during World War II.
Yes.
And they went and killed their cousins, their brothers, their ancestors.
As they did in the Civil War.
The same thing. The same thing the British, they were goaded into this the same as we were. And we claim to be independent of them, but every time they get in a fix, we go and fight for them. Why is that? Are we not supposed to be independent of them? See, I have two brothers-in-law who were British. The commander of the British Army in World War II in Lebanon and Syria married my sister, my oldest sister, who named me. She was a graduate of the American University of Beirut. And when I was born, she asked my mother, if it's a boy, his name is Robert. And I was the first Robert in Syria. And that made my destiny. Fine. And the other brother-in-law married the other sister, which is younger than the older. Anthony Edison. And his father, Lord Edison, was the minister of the colonies for 36 years. And Thomas Edison of the United States is a cousin of his.
Hold on just a minute. We've got to take a break here.
Okay.
Right back with Robert Booty.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
We're back. My guest is Robert Booty, and what is happening here? This out of the New York Times, not some conspiracy theory here. They say for months the Bush administration has waged a high-profile campaign, including personal lobbying by President Bush and closed-doors briefing of top officials, to persuade Congress to pass legislation protecting companies from lawsuits for aiding the National Security Agency's warrantless eavesdropping program. The battle is really about something much bigger. At stake is the federal government's extensive but uneasy partnership with industry to conduct a wide range of secret surveillance operations in fighting terrorism and crime. Robert, isn't that basically the definition of fascism?
Yeah, well, the Nazis were there. The communists did the same. Soviet Union. And we are Soviet America. Don't kid yourself.
I have said, I went up to the FBI the other day, a couple of weeks ago, and I walked into the FBI office after being searched, after being stripped, after being, run through all the machines, and I asked the FBI agent, myself. I said, what do you do? How do you handle it? How do you handle it when the when your boss, when the commander-in-chief is the one that is breaking the law, that is the one that is the terrorist? What do you do? I mean, we've got the laws going through. I told him, I said, I want to turn myself in, you know, before the Senate passes this homegrown terrorism, domestic terrorist legislation. And if we're fighting for the Constitution and our leader, our president, is Hitler reincarnated, trying to crush dissent by putting us in these concentration camps that Dick Cheney has built. Dick Cheney's company, Halliburton, was given $350 million to build detention centers. What for? Illegal aliens? They had a million of them marching in the streets of L.A. They didn't pick up a one. Not a one. Yeah. So who are they for? Who are these camps for? They're for us.
Why are we saying these things? Are we to inform the people of what's going on? Is that the purpose?
That's the purpose. That's the purpose, to let them know, you know, that when they killed 50 million Russians, white Russians, Christian Russians, how did they do that? They didn't just go up in the...
Well, Trotsky, which is the present administration's Molech icon, the Trotskyite in this administration, they call him the neocon. They are all Trotskyites.
Yes.
Okay. The Trotsky had a list, and he went on this train throughout Russia, and he stopped in the hamlets and the villages and little towns, and they gathered all these people who were on the list to the slaughterhouse of the town. Okay?
Yes.
And the same plan is designed for America. America is a harvest, ripen, ready, and everybody, what do you think? If we did not, let's say we are commissioned as a civilized nation to establish order and justice throughout this country and throughout the world, and we fail to bring the criminals to justice, okay, guess what? If we fail to do it, if you have a commissioned officer to do a job and he doesn't do it, what will happen? The people whom he was commissioned to take care of become his executioner. And we have allowed the executioners of Russia, the executioners of China, the executioners of the Inquisitions in Europe to become our people. This is my theme when I tell you, those that hate you shall rule over you. Why don't we understand this? Why don't we understand the mechanism, the dialectics? We always fall for the other side. Oh, the other side is bad. And that calling the other side bad makes us feel good about our side. That's nonsense. We are both at the same thing. Don't resist, he said, overcome not evil with evil, but evil with good. That means it takes you completely out of the equation of dialectics to a completely different sphere where you can be positive and you can be completely directed to do the right thing regardless. You're not a reactionary being. Here we are ruled by those that hate us, and we like it.
This article in the Washington Times says, to detect narcotics trafficking, for example, the government has been collecting the phone records of thousands of Americans and others inside the United States who call people in Latin America, according to the several government officials who spoke on the condition of anonymity because the program remains classified. But in 2004, one major phone carrier balked at turning over its customers' records, worried about possible privacy violations or public relations problems. Company executives declined to help the operation, which has not been previously disclosed. And in a separate NSA project, executives at a Denver phone company, Quest, refused in early 2001 to give agency access to their most localized communication switches, which primarily carry domestic calls. In other words, they're tapping our phones to try to find out who is ready to resist, who is opposed to this global government. And, I mean, you know, Hitler was not necessarily, the German people were the victims, not necessarily the bad guys.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. He was like our Hitler here today.
Yes, and George Bush is like a reincarnation, as far as I'm concerned, of him. Well, what he's done to Iraq is worse than what Hitler did to Poland.
Yeah, I must say this regarding our liberty. Why do you think liberty is promoted here artificially, not intrinsically or not really in reality? Because liberty is the best way to get people's secrets and intentions and fathom their doing. So they use it as a way to, you know, to spy on you. No, that's not spying. For the national security, that's not spying. For domestic security, there's no spying here. He is your public servant, and he is commissioned to guard your borders and your and protect you mainly from you. You know, you have to be like Kennedy is saying, we have to protect the people from themselves. Can you imagine?
Hey, you have a caller.
All right, we'll take a call. Go ahead.
Bob in Texas.
Hello, Bob.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Clay.
Good morning.
You know, I just wanted to call in because of the subject that you're discussing. If you look at the Hegelian dialectic and you look at the fascist Nazis and the communist Bolsheviks, and World War II was a perfect example of the thesis, antithesis, and synthesis, because at the end of World War II, the Vatican, America, Great Britain, and Russia all drafted these Nazis and communists out of both countries. And when we look at the situation in our country today with the neocon communists and the Bush fascists running our country, you can see that the synthesis was meant to end up here. And that's what they have done. And, you know, they pitted us against each other in the 40s only to collaborate and join forces here in America to further their New World Order agenda.
The Roman armies merged into the British armies. The British armies have now merged into the United States armies, and we've got troops in 100 countries. We are the New World Order now, because the communists and the fascists joined forces and basically declared war on free people anywhere. That's what the war on terror is about.
But well, do we say world order is still a future event? Reality. World order was everything we did in World War One, World War Two, and all the wars in between. In fact, goes all the way back to the seed of the world order in the false union that Lincoln imposed on America.
That's right. I've got another film out called "There's No Such Thing as a New World Order." And somebody questioned me about that.
There is nothing new about the New World Order.
That's right. That's right. They questioned me about that. And I replied to them. I said, let me see if I can find that here.
Did Bob ask any questions?
Well, the only thing I wanted to say before I got off the line was, if you look at the situation that we exist in today, we're nothing but the Praetorian Guard for the Roman Empire. And everything about Washington, D.C. and our government is Roman. We live under Roman civil law. Well, we don't have a constitution. What we have is a Caesar in the form of George Bush. And if you look at the artwork and all of the construction in Washington, D.C., it's Roman. There's no Jesus there. If you go to the Capitol building, the rotunda has a mural painted in the ceiling, and it contains all of the Roman gods, Vulcan and Mercury, and Mercury's even handed Robert Morris a bag of gold.
Well, so, I said, I think Caesar morphed, became the Pope.
And absolutely.
And the Roman Praetorian Guard became the English. But
where do you think we got the title for the state of Maryland?
Go ahead.
Bob.
Yes.
Let me say this to you. We have adopted a lot of Roman stuff because Roman civilization, and we are, the background is Roman. Roman, Syrian, Greek, whatever. But you forget one thing. You and I forget one thing, and I want to remind us of it. Remember when the Apostle Paul, in the midst of being stoned by the mob, the Pharisee mob, he declared he was a Roman citizen. And all of a sudden, the centurion and all the companies of the army were mobilized to escort him where? To Caesar himself. Look, he was in Palestine, and yet he was escorted across the sea to see the Caesar himself. Now, anybody who declared himself to be American today, he will be stoned and no appeal to anyone. I mean, comparison, a country that does not honor its citizenship, it's less Roman. So we embrace Roman cliches and artificial architecture and all that, and not the Roman dignity of government and law to protect its citizen or allow its citizen to protect himself. This is what I brought this to the attention of the Clinton administration. I said, what a shame, what a shame. A country that wants me dead for her instead of living for her? I can't believe. Do you see the comparison I'm trying to make for us?
Yes, I do see it.
Yeah.
You know,
Rome protected its citizen and considered Roman citizenship above everything. Not above the law, but the law was to serve that citizenship, the privilege. The privilege and the honor invested in it. What do we have today? I sponsored my brother after 40 years of not seeing him. I didn't know he was a thief. He came here and plundered me and terrorized our place, my wife and I, and stole our collections of everything, and the government is protecting him. Can you imagine a man who is not a citizen yet? I petitioned him to come here. And now my petition to kick him out is unheard by anybody, because America wants to be recognized in the mind of criminals as a haven for, just like a hideout for pirates.
That's what it has become.
Yeah.
It's a nest of vultures. But you know, I just want to give you a Francis Bacon quote. You know, Francis Bacon set this country up to be the engine to drive the Roman Empire. And he said, we are much beholden to Machiavelli and others that write what men do and not what they ought to do.
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is, we need to become like all the little midgets in Gulliver's Travels. And millions of us need to tie this monster down. And we can do it.
We need to.
Well, anyway, thanks for the program, Clay, and I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, thank you. And I answered one of my readers here, Robert Novak, asked me, about my new video, my new DVD out. He said, "What's with your new DVD, Clay? Are you now saying there's no push for a new world order?" And here's how I replied to Robert. I said, go here. I said, no, I'm saying the money changers, Jesus ran out of the temple, are still with us. They just changed the name of the temple to the Bank of England and now the Federal Reserve. I'm saying Caesar morphed into the Pope and the Roman legions became the British legions, that our founding fathers fought the New World Order of their day, the sun never sets on the British Empire, and that George Bush Sr. gave us that term to make us think there was something new and desirable coming down the pike, that the plan for a world government is as old as the pyramids, and the men who wrote the Bible knew it, and Jesus tried to teach us that the real power was within us, not without. Mm-hmm. Those Jesus referred to as the children of the devil are still trying to enslave us. It is not the new world order, but the old world order with improved technology.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
And also, this came in to me, and I wanted to just touch on the role of Iraq and Syria in the Bible.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
When we get back,
these messages.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
back, we're talking with Robert Booty about the situation that we're in here, and it's rapidly approaching us. And it's not just us talking here in on Republic. It's not a bunch of just a bunch of conspiracy theorists. What George Bush and his puppet master Dick Cheney are doing here has reached the attention of the Congress. They've attended, and Robert Wexler is pushing right now for impeachment hearings. Ron Paul is talking about this type of thing on the presidential policy. And let's see if I can even pull up. I'll try to pull up here in a moment. Congressman Wexler.
Congressman Robert Wexler. It is a duty.
I'll try to pull up his statements on that in a little bit. But before I do that,
high crime. Serious and substantive allegations have been made against Dick Cheney that relate to the precise powers of the vice presidency and executive branch.
Okay, I'm going to put that on hold here while we touch on this. The Iraq and the Bible. The Garden of Eden was in Iraq. Mesopotamia, which is now Iraq, was the cradle of civilization. Noah built the Ark in Iraq. The Tower of Babel was in Iraq. Abraham was from Ur, which is in southern Iraq. Isaac's wife, Rebekah, is from Nahor, which is in Iraq. Jacob met Rachel in Iraq. Jonah preached in...
Jacob met Rachel in... near Damascus, Syria.
Okay.
Laban is the Syrian counterpart or the Syrian branch of the family, which is Abraham and Rebekah, all the way to Ur, because it was one solid country. A lot of lakes that divided the land because of the Euphrates and Tigris rivers, and later became a desert, you know.
Now, he says that Assyria, which is in Iraq, conquered the 10 tribes of Israel. Is that accurate or not?
No, it's not not accurate. If you understand the covenant between Laban and Jacob, Jacob, his nephew, when he took off with the herd and the two women and the concubine, the maiden, okay, he went south to his father and mother, right? There was a covenant between Laban and Jacob, and he told him, in that covenant, there is, you will not trespass this boundary and come against me in aggression, nor will I go against you in aggression.
All right, hold that thought for a moment. We got to take another break here, and
oh,
we're right back.
Okay.
With recent